Now, Dr. Ilcutt?
Yes, this is Dr. Ed Ilcutt, and I know what you're going to do, Phil. Anything so that I can promote Ilcutt the Next Step.
Well, you know, we've had Ilcutt the Next Step on for a long time.
Okay.
And I know that you are, you know, in how's it going?
Well, in other words, this is the precursor to you. As we say in Ilcutt the Next Step, Phil, this is the precursor to you reaming and resettling. Is that right? And Gloria is here.
Ed's talking about basically what you are. Do you want to cancel Ilcutt the Next Step, Phil?
Don't be that graphic.
Ed, be careful now. You were an overlord. You aren't now neither.
Now, I want to ask you about that, Gloria, could I?
About what?
We're going to get to it.
What do you want to ask about?
I want to ask about, we here at the Phil Hendry Show feel that Dr. Ilcutt was treated rather shabbily.
How dare you, Phil?
Listen, Dr.
I'm not a doctor. My name is... He's a priesterly. I am an overlord. I'm Gloria Grover. I am Gloria Grover, overlord, O-G-O. Okay? You got that?
She likes to do the O-G.
No, I don't mean O-G in the street sense. I mean overlord, O-go. Original, overlord, go. That says in 1, 2, 3, go. So if we're all equal...
I think I understand.
No, you do not understand. If we're all equal, Phil, that means I go 1, 2, 3, go. In the game of life, in the rush of life. Can I ask a question? Because I'm watching you on video right now.
Go ahead.
There's a little thing hanging just above to your right.
That's actually the pull cord to a light in this veranda that we're in just ahead. Just a, you know, we're just outside the ocean, as you can see.
Uh huh.
Well, what's with the uh-huh?
She thinks that that's all illusion. That isn't really an ocean.
Is that really the ocean?
Yes, that's the Space Coast.
The Spice Coast?
Space Coast of Florida, that right behind me. And here in our little overhang, we do have a light, and that's the little pull tab.
Well, it's disturbing. It's distracting is what I'm saying. I wish you'd get rid of it, please. Please get rid of it now.
Well, Overlord Grover...
Please get rid of it now.
Philip, is there anything you can do?
I can't do it, Gloria.
All right, that's demotion number one. Demotion number one, let me just talk to Elman. Is Elman here?
Elman's over there in the corner.
Elman, come here.
Uh-huh.
I want that demotion one on Mr. Hendry. I asked him to rid me of the pull cord. He did not do it. Demotion one.
Uh-huh.
Phil, I know that we're strange people. I know you don't really want to believe that I mean well here as Ilcutt the Next Step. I am, as you know, Phil, the namesake of the founders of this religion.
I understand. Could you just, I'm going to interrupt you. And Gloria, you're there?
Yes, I'm here. What, do you think I'm going to run away? I'm not running away, Phil.
No, I just think you've treated Dr. Ilcutt very poorly. When he was an overlord, you treated him shabbily.
Please don't involve yourself in matters that are Excalibur, okay?
Phil, just don't do it.
No, I think you treated him shabbily.
Please don't involve yourself in matters that are Excalibur and Exculpable. Please don't do it.
Phil, I can handle this myself. Really, I can't. Really, I can't.
You just sounded like Elman. Elman replacement.
Oh, I feel better now, yeah.
I had Elman diffuse some of his testosterone your way.
Thanks for nothing.
Well, Ed, you know...
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I have Dr. Ilcutt.
You almost said Elman. Elman, diffuse 3.
Oh, thanks a lot, Mr. Hendry. When you said what you said...
Okay, I can't take this any longer. I'm going to put you guys on hold.
All right, diffuse 3.
My voice is back. Phil, you have to be careful how you misstep here, because Gloria is on the warpath.
I am not on a warpath. What I am doing, though, Phil, is I am asking you, I'm pleading with you, to allow Dr. Ilcutt to drink on the Sunday morning lecternals.
Why do you want me to allow him to drink?
Because I feel it's something that will diffuse, uproot, and then spread into what we call the wood chipper of reality. Dr. Ilcutt needs that.
I think I do, Phil. I'm not an alcoholic, but if I'm afforded... God help me.
Go ahead, say it.
If you let me have the twisted teas.
Dr. Ilcutt.
Gloria is doing what is... This is very devotional and it's very ritualistic. Go ahead, Gloria.
What do you mean ritualistic?
This is what the overlords do when we are allowed to imbibe alcohol, particularly those that are mixtures at a corporate level, some kind of a cocktail in a can. The overlords then go through what's called a purging of gladness. Go ahead, Gloria.
You don't give me permission.
Yes, I do. All right, that's enough. It's the only time when an overlord is able to give an, excuse me, when a priesterly is able to give an overlord permission.
Okay. Welcome to the program. There's a lot of people dialing in, so I need for me to just, you know.
You need for you? You listen, he said, I need for me. It was very unusual, Phil.
Hold on. Put him on hold.
I can't put them on hold. My God, they're going to.
Don't you dare put.
All right. Where are we? General? You called me doctor. I just witnessed the most bizarre thing I've ever seen in my life. Phil, it was very strange. All right. This is what they asked me to do.
I've got Gloria Grover on hold. She's an overlord. I got Dr. Elcott on hold. He's gone through the Excalibur exclamation.
You don't even know what that means, do you?
Oh, my God, Mr. Henry.
Oh, my God, Phil. You don't even know what it means. Why don't you back off? I'm backing off. I was asked by Dr. Elcott and by Gloria Grover, who is his blended one, that is, quote-unquote, his wife, and she is also the mother of Larry Grover. Is Larry going to be on the show?
Yeah, my understanding is. Yeah, Larry did call in earlier, and he said, yeah, he will.
Oh, God help us. What's going on? What is going on? Go ahead, bud.
Well, what's going on is Gloria Grover, that is, Overlord Grumdeman.
I'll do it. Gloria Grover, the Overlord, called earlier. They got wind of the fact you wanted to cancel Elcott the next step. It's not that I want to cancel it. We've got a couple of problems on the weekends. First of all, what we're trying to do is we're trying to get our Saturday cinema straightened out, okay? We're having video problems with the Saturday cinema. We're having to repeat a few. We're going to get that straightened out because Saturday cinema is gaining in popularity. Secondly, Elcott the next step seems to be taking up some space on Sunday morning that we can do other things with. To that end, yes, I've had those discussions with David G. Hall. I did have those discussions with, God help me, Tom Dovka.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
No, I did. Dovka, actually, for the first time in a long time, Dovka came in.
You are trusting Tom Dovka?
He came in with a good opinion. And why do you say that? Because he said, Phil, I can see there's something bothering you. Is it Elcott the next step? I said, yeah. I don't think it's getting the subscriptions. I don't think it's driving subscriptions. I think there's...
So you're going to stab Elcott in the back.
I'm not stabbing him in the back. I'm having this, what they call an Elcott the next step, this confrontational, elevational. I don't know what any of this shit means. Let me do it, okay? Because I've talked to Gloria. The confrontational, elevational, get her on the phone, will you?
Yeah, Ms. Grover.
I'm Gloria Grover, Jackball.
Gloria, it's Margaret.
Yes, Margaret.
All right. Phil has described the situation. Is Dr. Elcott there?
Yes, I'm right here, and I also know the situation. I know Phil is thinking of canceling us. I know Phil has decided that he would like to, what we call an Elcott the next step, put the finger in it, push the button, and have everyone go at one time, whee! No, we're not going to do that. You'll never let us do that.
I concur 100%. This is the one and only time that an overlord can concur with a priesterly when we're talking about the finger button.
I don't know what any of that means. What we're trying to do is save Elcott the next step. Now you, for the very first time, I think, in the history of this medium, you're saying the way to do it is to allow Dr. Elcott to drink a twisted tea.
Is she here laughing?
Yeah, I can hear it.
I'm sorry.
I can hear it. You know what? It doesn't make any difference.
Never mind.
Well, can I jump in?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, you want to jump in. Is Larry there?
Larry Grover's here. Larry, come on over.
Hi, Mother, it's Larry.
Larry, listen. We want Dr. Elcott to be able to siphon. We want Dr. Elcott to be able to siphon. Please explain to Mr. Henry.
Mr. Henry, siphoning means simply they want to be able to drink while they work. Now, I know in your line of work and your business that is uncalled for. Was that a cat? Yes, my cat Thunder.
Oh, God. Oh.
Larry's allergic to cats.
Oh.
Larry's allergic to cats.
Oh. Okay, I'm better now.
Yeah, Larry, when he sees a cat, he has to go through a performative, what's called a performative beat-off, but it has nothing to do with beating off.
Yes. Oh.
Here he goes.
Mr. Henry, it's Dr. Elcott.
Yes, sir.
When you begin to laugh, what it means is we have to reverberate and return to our roots. Our roots as a functionally illiterate religious sect. When we started Elcott the Next Step, no one was able to read or write. That is the state Elcott the Next Step was in when it was founded in 1991. We couldn't read or write.
Well, I know that's a load of horse crap, Dr. Elcott, because you were founded by your fraternity brothers.
Who couldn't read or write.
Oh!
What fraternity brothers can't read or write?
That's what they claimed.
could read and write, but they put it into the bylaws, and they put it into the bylaws and the dictum de dicti, which is the basic of the Alcadia, we can't read or write.
So they claimed they couldn't read or write.
That's correct, yes.
Anyway, they couldn't read or write, and in so doing, we began at a very basic level. Now, all I'm asking for is the dictum de dicteri, which is the right of every Elkhart priesterly to drink and drive. What we mean by that is, I drink lecternal.
Now, the twisted tea, which is something that was, now what we're asking and what we're actually demanding, is that Dr. Elkhart and I both have our own can of twisted tea in order that we can effect this.
And why do you need twisted tea?
Wrong question.
Bone out. Is Bud there?
Yeah, right here.
Bone out.
What does bone out mean?
It means they have to be reboned.
They've got to rebone, Phil. So what happens is this. Wait, can I ask a question here?
Yeah, as long as you remain masculine.
Can I ask a question? That's what it sounded like.
Yeah, dear Mr. Henry. This is
hold on. Can I ask a question here?
Yeah.
How is it that you guys know all of this stuff? The bone out, redictum de dicti. What is this shit? Why are we doing it on the show?
Shit.
That's what I'm calling it. We told you that they've gotten wind that you want to cancel Elkhart the next step. Yeah, and this is forcing me to want to do it even faster than I'm doing it.
Well, it hurts. It's going to hurt. That's going to hurt bad, you know.
Larry, how are you doing?
I'm fine, Mr. Henry. I'm sorry that I was allergic to. I saw the cat. The cat's name is what?
That's Thunder.
Okay, Thunder. We're all good. I had to go through the slap back and the beat off.
What is the beat? You got a beat off?
No, I'm not really beating off. It's called oh, 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 oh. That's when we do a slap back beat off when we see a cat.
So you got a beat off when you see a cat.
Did I say that?
He's not saying that, Bud, and you know that you're trying to antagonize him.
No, I'm not. Oh, my God. The guy just said he beats off when he sees a cat.
He did say that, Phil. No, he didn't. I know what he said.
I know what I said. I said I have to do the beat off to dictum to dicti. That is an Elkhart ritual in which when I do see a cat, I have to do this. Oh, 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 ho, 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 ho. Got it? God damn.
Well, listen, you know something? I'll tell you something, Larry. You are so weird, you and your mother and your stepfather, whatever the hell you call Elkhart, you're so weird. Oh, man.
Yeah, go ahead and call me weird. But you know what? I'm on my way to happiness.
Do you really feel that way, huh?
Yes, I do. For the first time in my life.
Why?
I met a girl.
Oh, congratulations, Larry.
Thank you very much.
You actually met a young lady.
Yeah, I did. I met a young lady. Her name is... do you remember interviewing a guy by the name of Bob Rootentoot, Phil? Okay, thank you.
Come on, Larry. No. That was the Bob Rootentootin'.
Yeah, Bob Rootentootin' was on the show.
Larry,
I met his daughter. Her name's Rootentoo.
So her name's Rootentoo.
Goodbye.
Come on, Larry, sit down. You know full damn well it's funny.
I know it's funny. I don't need the woman that I love. A woman I'm going to make my wife. A woman that I'm going to make my wife laughed at like she's something in a carnival that you throw balls at, okay?
Throw balls? You wet balls.
Baseball? Oh, God, what an asshole.
All right, listen. Okay, Larry, we're sorry we left. Her name is Rootentoo.
Yes. And I love her very, very much. I'm going to make her my wife.
Yeah. Good. Larry, congratulations. Congratulations, Larry.
Now, can we get Mother back on the phone?
Oh, I'm sorry. Gloria Grover and Dr. Elkhart.
Larry, I'm glad you got that. We met. You should meet her, Phil. Her name is Rootentootin, as you know. She's a beautiful brunette. I have to tell you, she, in a tight red dress, she came over. Larry the other night had a tight red dress on.
Yeah, Phil, she looked... what is the term you kids, the young people, she was slamming in this tight red dress with the large, beautiful, I won't say what.
In Elkhart, the next step, we're allowed to describe but not notate. She had a big, large, beautiful, and too big, and she had beautiful lips, beautiful eyes, a brunette, but you should have seen the big on her and the too big also. She was wearing a red dress, was wonderful.
Okay, so
in other words, she had...
Shut up, Bud, we know, okay?
All right.
No, don't say it, Bud. If you say it, Bud, then we have to go through the remedial, which means you'll be gouged and gassed.
You're not going to do anything to Bud.
No, we don't do anything to Bud. God damn. It's just, it's ceremonial.
This is all the gouging and the gassing is this, Phil. Ooh, ooh,
ah.
Now, that is spiritual. If Bud oversteps, we give him the gouge and the gas, and he remembers that as he goes into his night, probably goes off to see Vivian as your girlfriend, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. he won't be able to get it up for Vivian for 48 hours because of his smartassery.
Okay, there's too much information going on, and there's too much bullshit happening here.
How dare you, Phil?
That's me. That's my job. How dare I, Phil Henry? Welcome to our show, folks, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. With me is Dr. Ed Elcott, Gloria Grover, and Overlord. We have Larry Grover is with us. My panel is here, Margaret and Bud and General Shaw. And we're talking about, very frankly, my need, what I see to be, the need to cancel Elcott the next step.
Well, Phil, I'm hoping that you'll rethink that. Even if we have to go through our nocturnal elevational, and this is a ritual in which if I could demonstrate this for you.
Okay, I got a lot of people demonstrating some really weird things here, and I don't know what any of them mean.
This is simply me making a plea to you not to cancel Elston. There was a catcher for the New York Yankees named Elston Howard. Elcott, the next step.
Elston Howard, do you want to know something, Phil? I dated Elston Howard very, very briefly. He was a very elderly man, and I was a young woman. But Elston Howard, the former catcher of the New York Yankees, he and I went for coffee and talked. He was a wonderful man.
That's interesting. That is.
Yeah, okay.
It's interesting.
All right, well, let me simply present. There. What I just did is self-leveled, Phil.
Okay, Phil, don't ever do that. Don't hang up on them. I have to. Larry, what's going on?
Mother and Dr. Elcott are simply presenting in the best way they can so as not to get canceled. They don't want the show to get canceled.
We're that important to them.
Yes, the Phil Henry Show platform is very important. The Phil Henry Show platform is really what got Elcott the next step to take off and it just zoomed into the outer reaches. We've got an awful lot of people who've the Ventura, California Redeemery, the Big Sur, and now they're thinking of a Florida Redeemery.
Here on the Space Coast?
I don't know where. If you get Mom back up there. Mother?
Yeah, what happened?
Mr. Henry doused.
Phil, please don't douse. By douse, I mean you hung up on us, and by hanging up, when we say dousing, you figuratively urinated directly into our mouths. And,
Gloria, for God's sake.
Well, that is a fact, okay? That's my religion, so don't start putting me down for it.
Okay, Gloria, but that wasn't my intention.
That's what you did. When you douse, you go open up, and you go, And we have to open our mouths and go,
That's right, Phil. I know you're not really doing that. I know it's not intentional, but we have to pretend as if we're having someone urinate directly into our mouths. After it's done, when the interview is over, we'll go and wash our mouths out, although we are allowed to wash our mouths out with another twisted tea.
All right, this whole conversation tonight...
God, Phil.
This whole conversation...
That's me. This whole conversation tonight started around you, Dr. Elcott, wanting to drink as you do Elcott the next step.
We were told, Phil, that we were in line for cancellation. You, for the very first time, had listened to Tom Kavka or Kavka?
Tom Dobka.
You listened to Tom Dobka?
Tom Dobka recommended that, you be canceled.
And you were going to listen to that?
Yes, I was, because it was my instinct as well. I can't believe that, Phil. I thought this was original to you.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, Dobka? Yeah, damn.
Yes, it was, Tom Dobka.
All right. I suppose you want to get him on the phone, as you always do. Here I am talking.
Get Tom Dobka on the line.
Yeah. Hey, Mr. Dobka? Yeah, Mr. Henry, yeah. He's talking about it right now, yeah.
All right, Tom Dobka on the line with us from San Luis Obispo. Tom, are you up there consulting?
Hey, Phil, no, right now I'm just having a cocktail over here at Poncho's. It's a beautiful place here in San Luis Obispo.
I've got Dr. Ed Elcott on the phone and Margaret, and Gloria Grover.
My name is Gloria Grover. God damn.
Hello, Mr. Dobka. This is Dr. Ed Elcott.
Yeah.
My understanding. Oh, my God! There it is.
Yeah, there it is. This reminds. Can you move to another location?
Are you talking to me?
This reminds on Ed of his affair he had with Erica Dorton. God.
Oh, God damn it!
Well, what? Oh, God! It's this Return of the Mac again.
I'm having a drink, Phil. What do you want from me?
I had an intimate relationship with a very primary member of Phil's universe, and certainly a very primary member of the Southern California educational scene, Erica Dorton. At one time, she and I did solos for Pornhub. You guys, are you trying to tell me that you... Oh, man. Yeah.
Ed is a wonderful man, a clean and good-living man. But yes, at one time, he did solos, and he did some gay porn for Pornhub.
Yeah. And this song reminds me of Erica Dorton. God damn it.
Turn it off, if you wouldn't mind.
having a drink. If there's something you people want to talk to me about, I had no idea Phil I knew was going to talk to them.
All right, well, we're talking about the fact that it was your recommendation to get rid of Elcott the next step.
So I'm talking to the man. So you're listen, here it is. Letting all the people know that I'm back to run the show, see? Only I haven't really reached that level of confidence yet. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm talking about this. Listen. Here. Yeah. And she did. She lied to me. Talking about this Dorton brat.
He's talking about Erica Dorton, who right now is a witch. She's half woman, half witch, running a what is it called? A middle school. And
do you talk much?
Tom, this is Larry Grover.
Yeah? That's supposed to mean something to me?
It'll mean something to you if I come find you in that bar. I know where that bar is in San Luis Obispo, and I kick your ass right up. I kick your ass so far up, your head's swallowed up by it.
What is so funny, Phil? You got me on the phone for what?
I got you on the phone because Dr. Elcott, it's his show that we're canceling.
You're canceling my show. Not only that, you're sitting at a bar playing... Oh, man. This is on a jukebox. Hey, Louie, is this Return of the Mac? This is Return of the Mac? Yes, it's a song that was playing when Erica and I used to dance the night away after we do our... We'd get off the set after she'd be... I don't know.
Okay, I don't want to know about your porn career, okay?
Phil, don't be rude.
He's being rude. We're trying to work this out so he can stay on the show. He can stay on my platform.
Stay on your platform. Boy, it just gets filthier and filthier, doesn't it?
You're talking about some guy staying on your platform, Henry. This age. You know, that's a part that I don't understand. I'm just telling you right now, Phil, that what we want to do is cancel Elcott the Next Step because it's not making it. Nobody likes it. Elcott the Next Step is saving a great many people. God, how I wish you'd move out of that room with that...
Can you, Phil, could you ask Mr. Dobkin?
Anyway, Tom, you can move away from that jukebox.
I'm as far away from the jukebox as I'm getting. I'm having a cold beer after a long day. I took a nap in my car at noontime. It was hot. I ate a sandwich. I was trying to get people on the phone while guys like you, Henry, are sitting on your dead can. And here's a guy over here, Elcott. You don't like the song? Right here. Did you hear that? Oh, this is when came off the set after doing three solos. Oh, shit.
So you and
Your name's not Oreo, Phil.
I know. You and Erica Dorton, Dr. Elcott.
Yes.
The two of you did porn scenes together and then fell in love.
Yes, we did. We fell deeply in love. And it was this song. Every time we would go out onto the dance floor and dance. Right here. Lie to me. Yes, I cried. Return of the Mac. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hey, Phil, I don't know what... What do you want from me, Phil?
Let's not cancel Dr. Elcott until the following this weekend.
Hey, it's your show, you know. I think the guy's costing you money. God damn it.
Don't do it, Phil. Don't do it. Don't cancel Ed now. Right in the middle of...
Right here, Phil says... Try to time... Letting all the people know that I'm back to run the show. Yeah...
All right, we get it already, Ed, for Christ's sake. You know, I'm your wife.
I understand, but it was... Gloria, you don't understand. Erica Dorton ruined me through a lot of women.
Okay, Mother, what I would suggest is you just... We call it a night.
All right, Phil, you get the message, though, right?
I get the message that you guys want to continue doing Elcott the Next Step.
Yes. Until further notice, we want to do Elcott the Next Step.
Oh, my God.
Well, you could have done it a lot sooner than you did it.
So what I got from all of that bullshit is that Dr. Elcott and Erica Dorton, that's the Return of the Mac.
Yeah, Return of the Mac affects him very deeply because Erica Dorton...
Yeah, you're not going to believe this.
Let me guess, Erica Dorton's on the line?
Yes, she is. And I got Tom Dobka and also Ms. Dorton, you're on the air. Dr. Elcott?
Hello, Erica, it's Ed Elcott.
Fuck that.
What did you do, Mr. Henry?
I hung up on all that horse shit. That's what I did. I hung up on all that horse shit. Dr. Ed Elcott will be back this weekend, I guess. I don't know. And we got to get the what's up with Saturday Cinema?
Saturday Cinema's going to be back, but they got another computer to sync up the audio.
The audio, it wasn't syncing up, as you know, Phil. And so we were running some best ofs. As soon as they got the audio, they got a new video computer for that.
Yeah, I'm looking right at it right now.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay, thanks very much, folks. That was one bizarre...
World-famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, All Rights Reserved, Podcast 1, yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
I'm Larry Grover.
Right here, Phil, here it is. Oh, ho, 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 ho.